James, you're having somewhat of a meteoric rise in the world of MMA. Inevitably, you're being compared to Conor McGregor. You're being tipped as the next Conor McGregor. That's perhaps a little bit down the line yet. But certainly for a 20-year-old who's only turned pro relatively recently, to have a record of 6-0 and not yet 21, that is no mean feat.
Yeah, definitely. But make no mistake about it, I'm the next James Gallagher, not the next Conor McGregor. I'm going to surpass that. That's my goal.
In terms of Bellator MMA, they're not necessarily as well known as UFC, but they are regarded as UFC's main rival.
Yeah, definitely. It's like the two of the top promotions in the MMA, and they're like a rival. But one, like UFC, just got over like more towards Europe in the past few years, and now Bellator are starting to come over, and they've signed like fighters like myself and Sinead Kavanagh as well from a gym in Dublin. And they just they're starting to build themselves in Europe now as well, just that the UFC got here before. So mainly people in Europe know more about the UFC more than they know about Bellator, because they were based more than America in the past few years. But now they're branching over and it's starting to get real big here. And you can see, just you know, scroll through Facebook and stuff, all like more kids and stuff now are starting to like follow Bellator and stuff, and it's starting to get pretty big.
From your own point of view, then, you would arguably be better known in the States than you are here at the moment.
No, definitely not me, but Bellator.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more known here, and it's unbelievable. You know what I mean? The kind of support that I get here, and it kind of drives me on. You know what I mean? The people that now I want to fight in New York in 2 weeks, the amount of people and stuff that are coming over, and the amount of people that be walking down the street in Strabane and stuff, and be people be wishing me good luck and stuff for the fight, and it's that kind of stuff that drives me on, and it's unbelievable that the backing and the support that I'm getting from all the Irish people, and it's great. So it is, I'd be really grateful for.
And as you say, I mean, you are fighting on June 24th in Madison Square Gardens. Now, for any fighter, be it boxing, be it MMA, whatever discipline it is, Madison Square Gardens is a legendary and iconic venue when it comes to that. It's arguably, outside of Vegas, one of the most famous venues in the world. The fact that you, at the age of 20, are fighting there speaks volumes.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, since I was a young kid, I just wanted to, like, when I was just running around, messing around when I was younger and stuff, and I was starting to get into training and stuff, but I soon realised that I wanted to just be the best at this sport. I mean, I knew I had potential to do it, and I knew I had the drive to do it, and that's what I really loved doing. I had the passion for it, and then I dropped everything when I was like 15 and decided this is all I want to do. I quit school, I dropped everything, and I just dedicated my whole life to this. I moved to Dublin, and I just started training every day. It's my full-time job now. It wasn't then, but it is now. It's what I do for a living. And I just dedicated it, and I was like, I want the biggest fights. I want the biggest shows, and I want to be a world champion. And now here I am. I'm very close to becoming a world champion. Now I'm fighting on the biggest show, and it'll not be long before I get that belt.
As you said, there is an element of showbiz to this, and there's no doubt that Conor McGregor is a great fighter, and sorry to bring his name up again, but he is, I suppose, the benchmark that people are going to know. But it's also equally true that people will know Conor McGregor as much for the showmanship as they do for the fighting. Arguably, he became a star not because he's one of the greatest fighters in the world. He became a star because of the way he projected himself, because of the way he acted, because of the way he got the headlines by going into the showbiz element of it. And I suppose, rightly or wrongly, you have to have that showbiz element now in the fight game.
Yeah, 100%, but you've also just got to be, you know what I mean, you're either like that or you're not. I think you can't, like, you know what I mean, he can't just come out and do all this, but that's not really him, you know what I mean, that's just Conor. And I've been training with Conor for about 6-7 years, I've been good friends with him for a long time, and that's just him, do you know what I mean, and that's just the way he acts. It's not like just for the cameras, or it's nothing like that. It's just what you see is what you get, and I think that's a really good way to go about things. And you can't be this person that you're not really. Do you know what I mean? On cameras, it doesn't come across right. You just got to be yourself. And if you're like that, luckily, then you'll make a lot of money, and you'll get known quickly I suppose. But if you're not, you're just going to have to let your fighting do the talking. But if you got both, then that's gold.
And I suppose that the important thing is that you can talk and you can bluster all you want. If you don't have the fight skills and you don't have the fitness to back that up, you're going nowhere.
Yeah, well, can you, if you're interested, people will tune in, and if you're not, they're not going to tune in, no matter how good your fighting is. And that's just the way it is, do you know what I mean?
Tell us something about your opponent, Chindo Machida.
Yeah, he's a, my opponent, Chindo Machida, the brother of former UFC champion, Lyoto Machida. He comes, his family come from a big karate background in Brazil. They're a Brazilian family, and they're big respected for their karate, and this is what they've been doing this past few years. But his brother is a legend in the sport, and I'm fighting this is the biggest brother I'm fighting. He's 40 years old. He's got 7 fights as well. But I feel like that this is the end of him, and it's only the start of me. He's on his road down, and I'm on my way up. Do you know what I mean? I'm only 20 years young, and he's 40 years old. And you just, once you get to that stage, it doesn't cut it anymore. I've got that youth behind me, and I'm hungry for it. I need this. Do you know what I mean? I need this win, and I feel like that's going to be the difference.
How big is this going to be in terms of progressing your own career? Because I'm sure when you go to Madison Square Garden, you're going to be watched, you're going to be on TV, you're going to reach an audience that perhaps you haven't reached up to now, and how you perform on that stage, in that ring, on that day, is going to have huge implications for your own career.
Yeah, it's the biggest moment of my life. You know what I mean? This is what I've dedicated my whole life to, and this is what I've always dreamed of, and this is what I've always wanted to do since I've been young. It's nearly like a football player, like, getting to play in the Premiership for the first time. But this is, do you know what I mean? It's a big, big, big moment for me. But I feel like when I walk out in there, and I see, just walk out into that big arena with all them people, and I've got like loads of Irish people come over, and just want to walk out and see all the flags and stuff that the people be bringing, and everyone cheering me on. It's going to be, I feel like I'm going to just thrive underneath it. It's going to just rise me, and it's just going to make me that bit better in there, and I feel like that's what will get me through it, you know what I mean? It's like I've put in all this work, and it's just going to make me, it makes me better. People crumble underneath the big lights. But I've always found that any time that I've stepped in, the bigger the show, the better I do. I'm looking forward to getting out there and feeling that.
And your nickname, the Strabanimal, you're going to take the name of Straban literally onto that ring in Madison Square Garden as well. We can anticipate it in the months to come, people in the US going, where is this Straban place anyway?
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm putting it in the map still soon, though, after June 24th, where Straban is.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. James, we wish you all the best in Madison Square Garden and for the rest of your career as well. And may you have a long and prosperous career. And as we say, you're not the next Conor McGregor, you're the first James Gallagher.
100%. Thank you very much for having me on.
James, it's been a pleasure. And thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.